What's up, Warriors? Welcome back to our podcast, Keeping Up with the Lear. This is finally episode 4. We don't know what's going on, but this is our episode. Does that make me crazy? In the mix, we got
DJ,
Dante,
okay,
Marco,
Jake.
And who wants to start off today?
Guys, you know what? I'm going to start us off this week. Honestly, at this point, Lear is fully crazy. He's mental. He doesn't really know what's going on.
Like, would you say, like, he's kind of forgetful?
Yeah.
Describe mental.
But, like, aren't we all kind of mental? Like, aren't we kind of forgetful sometimes?
I mean, I'm pretty forgetful and mental. More mental than forgetful, but...
Except, I feel like at this point, it's not just, like, small things. Now, I think it could possibly be, like, dementia. Because, like, this guy's actually going very, very far.
Yeah, he seems very lost.
He's forgetting a lot of things. Well, even some pretty big things.
Dementia. That's a big leap. Like, from being, like, mental to saying, like, he's actually demental. But, like... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, during this time period, there wasn't, like actual medicine and stuff and, like, ways to truly find out. So we don't really know. But from what I'm reading and from what I've seen, that could possibly be dementia.
And, like, DJ, do you think this, like, probably has to do with, like, religious beliefs or ethical beliefs at the time period?
During this time period, it was all about, like, what the king and queen said. So they wanted to push, like, they basically worship them. And if they pushed... If the kings and queens decided to push a religion onto them, then it was like, this is the religion we believe. So there wasn't much room for, like, the science and, like Dante was saying, like, medicine. But also, like, none of his family seems to, like, have a concern with him. Like, they just really are kind of like,
yeah, like,
whatever. And, like,
they're not really giving it a second thought.
Yeah. And, like,
so they just want to take advantage of it.
Yeah. And, like, honestly, to them, like, they're probably enjoying it. Like, I know it doesn't directly say that, but they're with him in this state of mind, like, it's a lot easier for them to gain, like, what they need from him.
And do you think Shakespeare was probably one of those modern day, or, like, one of our modern day, like, muckrakers, I guess, like, from U.S. history?
Muckrakers.
Like, muckrakers of the light of the late 1900s or early 1900s, I mean, were those who try to break up muck. Like, they try to expose
all the dirty truths behind
of society. Yes. So was Shakespeare possibly trying to show, like, hey, this is a big issue that many people are facing now?
Yeah. But, or maybe not necessarily many people, but what if Shakespeare himself was suffering at this moment? And he was trying to reflect himself off of Lear.
Yeah. So, Dante, you have anything to add?
We see that Lear actually kind of forgets who Cordelia is and Cordelia's army. This also backs up my point that I had mentioned about the
dementia.
Yes. Thank you.
So pretty much Lear is reaching mental instability, like, to the point where he doesn't even remember who his own kids were. But do you have something to say about that, DJ?
Yeah, so actually he, as we talked about earlier, he forgets who Cordelia is. But yet he remembers Gonorrhea and Reagan, but he only remembers, like, the bad things essentially that they've done to him. And,
He's realizing what they're doing now.
Yeah. So he's finally starting to see the picture, which is ironic. The fact that he's, like, losing his mind and this is what it took for him to, like, be able to realize what's going on. But, we also have to reflecting on the first act, Gonorrhea and Reagan, like, falsely expressed their love for their father when Cordelia refused to, because she felt that, like, the whole actions speak louder than words, and yet she's the forgotten one and Gonorrhea and Reagan are remembered, but in not such a positive light.
So going back on that, how you said, like, actions speak louder than words, that's what Cordelia sees. We see how Cordelia is very supportive of Lear. She wants Lear back, right? Like, to the point where he was at before, right? Like, good mental stability, like, everything else, right? That was going good in his life before his two other daughters were going downhill. Do you think, Gabriel, do you think this shows, like, a rebirth relationship with Lear? Like, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I do agree. Yeah, Lear understands that no amount of flattery can separate a king from a normal man.
So this act really shows, like, that Lear realizes that there's more to being a human than just being king, right?
Exactly.
up. You know what that means. It's tea time.
Who wants to kick it off today?
All right, I'll start us off here. Now, this is basically a little throwback to Act 2 on why Lear wasn't in the first scene. Because Lear actually comes in at around scene 6, and when he does come in...
It's very short, right?
At scene 6, it's very, very short. Who's next here?
Well, I mean, do you think Shakespeare did this again for the same reason why he did in Act 2? Like, he wanted to show what the intentions of the other characters were.
No, I totally think it's different because like he comes back even crazier this time. Yeah. So like,
I feel like it would have been hard for us to like be following Lear and realizing like how, like it would have like we were able to understand why he got to this point of insanity simply because we were aware of what the other characters were doing and what they were planning. So like we were able to see like, oh, with the events occurring, we, like putting ourselves in Lear's shoes, like we would have been able to understand without knowing like everything that was going on. Yeah. So like, and it would have been hard for us to know like their thoughts and actions if Lear was like there.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to see how Gonron and Regan are being more aggressive, like with their attack on Lear, and how the other characters are reacting to this, especially Edgar and Gloucester, how they. I thought that was pretty funny how they tried to commit suicide, but it was. They failed. Not the suicide part, but I mean, but I mean, still, right? Y'all get me.
Mm-hmm. That the intention was there, and then he gets up like unscathed, unharmed.
Yeah, and Cordelia's still affectionate towards Lear, even though
he treated her.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Wrongly, like he didn't accept what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all the time we have for today. That's all right. Let's get ready for our last minute. So basically, we talked about how Lear's full-on crazy at this point. He's very lost.
He's losing his way.
Yeah. Eventually. He's losing his mind. And don't we all, like, we're going to all reach this point one day where it's like, maybe, like...
I think I'm already there, but straight back. Yeah.
I think AP Liz making this way, but... Oh, that's the tea for next time. Anywho, well, we probably hit on how Lear has dementia. Or maybe Shakespeare has dementia. Maybe this is, like, an illustration of what dementia was
maybe
at this time.
Maybe we have dementia.
Yeah.
Oh. What are we doing?
What? But, I mean, we see how his daughter's been treating him and all that stuff. And pretty much... To sum it up, and that concludes episode 4, Keeping Up with the Lear.
Guys, you only have one more episode.
All right, we'll see y'all next week.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
Bye. Bye.